This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
We have got a fabulous day of events coming up this Saturday with Te Pae Whatawhiti 2026, which is all about speculative fiction. Here to tell us some about it is seasoned writer and published author. Across multiple genres, I might add, we should ask Gary about this, including speculative fiction, Gary Nelson. No mai haere mai, Gary, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me on.
We're really happy to have you here. So first of all, Gary, for people that might not know what you do, I've got a little insight because I've seen you at the local authors events and things. Just tell us a little bit about your writing and then we're going to get into speculative fiction.
So as you mentioned, I write in a couple of genres, very, very different genres. I write children's books, but they're very different children's books. They're project management books for kids, which is, you know, very kind of specialist. And I also write science fiction, post-apocalyptic and dystopian.
I love that, getting into the bit of... Look, we all love a bit of dystopia, so that's leading us nicely into speculative fiction. Can you explain for people that might not be familiar with that term, what actually is speculative fiction? What sort of things does it cover?
Yeah, so speculative fiction is actually a very, very wide umbrella, if you like. So it covers things like, obviously, fantasy, science fiction. It includes mystery, horror, alternate futures, alternate history, anything where the world is not exactly as it is right now. So, it's very broad.
Yeah, and why do you think people are drawn to it? To this, it's because it is broad. But yeah, what does it, do you think of its appeals? Because it's very popular as a genre, isn't it?
It is. There's a collection of genres. People like, you know, people like great stories, definitely, and people like to get away from their, you know, the realities of daily life, right? So, yeah, it's a nice escape, and you get a good author, and you get some good writing, and it just carries you away.
Yeah. Do you think that, I'm just thinking about some of the dystopian ones, often they feel to me to be connecting, I guess, to aspects of human nature or that perhaps don't reveal us in our best form, you know, or facing adversity or things like that. Do you think that sometimes the exploration of an as-if or speculative world brings truths to the real world?
Oh, absolutely. You think about things like, you know, Hunger Games, as one example. Would you want to live there? Probably not. But it really features and accentuates a number of things in human nature. Our best, our worst, and quite often it's how we struggle and try to survive against adversity.
Yeah, and I think sometimes there's a sense too that sometimes what is written almost is reflecting the glimpses of reality that we're seeing, you know, the rise of AI, a whole lot of interesting things that have probably been signaled by writers in years past.
Yeah, futurists, right? Yeah. Looks like we wrote that.
Yeah. Tell us about, so Te Pae Whatawhiti is the group that you belong to. I know just a tiny little bit about it, but tell us about this group that you belong to and what's your reason for being? What's your kaupapa?
Yeah, so Te Pae Whatawhiti is actually the inaugural Speculative Fiction Awards that has been launched and developed by Speculative Fiction New Zealand, which is the group that I belong to. Yeah. So Te Pae Whatawhiti is the awards, and Specfic NZ is an online society for New Zealand writers of speculative fiction. So very, you know, again, wide subset of genres, and quite active. Some quite prominent writers, including, you know, Lee Murray and Nikki Lee, Sharon Manson. That, you know, quite a number of awards have come out of New Zealand writing over the mm-hmm. years.
No, it sounds like a great group of people. And the Speculative Fiction group, do you guys, Speculative Fiction NZ, do you have a website and people can go to and have a look, or do you just meet as a group and then advocate for events and things?
So we do have a website, we do have socials, all that. So specfic.nz is the website for our organization. Anyone who is writing or wants to write speculative fiction is absolutely, you know, able to sign up. It's quite inexpensive for an annual, you know, just like less than $50 for annual membership. So you get a lot out of that. You get access to professional development workshops, a supportive community, and a variety of casual drop-in, you know, writing reflection sessions and challenges and things like that. So, as well as, you know, launching, having the awards now, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, we'll get on to the awards, but that's a great invitation for anybody who is perhaps considering writing or has been writing and perhaps feels that they might be doing it alone. The writing community is so supportive, and this is one that's specifically for you if you're interested in speculative fiction or that's what you're writing. So, Te Pae Tawhiti, this is, as you said, that's the inaugural awards. Why have you set these up, and what are you hoping they're going to achieve? Tell us a bit about those.
Yeah, so the history of how this all started goes back over a decade, where, you know, Lee Murray and a bunch of other, you know, speculative fiction writers, and you've probably heard of Lee Murray. She's kind of New Zealand's answer to Stephen King.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
She's quite prolific. And at a speculative fiction conference, you know, a decade or so ago, a number of writers and industry professionals got together and said, why don't we have something like that in New Zealand? Because at the time, Australia had the Aurealis Awards, and what they were talking about specifically was juried awards versus, you know, like versus a popularity vote, if you like. And at that time, and up until now, the Aurealis Awards have only been open to Australian residents and citizens. So there wasn't really anything for New Zealand. So the desire has been there for a long time. A few years ago, Sharon, Nikki, and Lee got together and some others applied for some grant funding. So we're very, very happy to have been supported by Creative NZ and Copyright Licensing New Zealand, who both provided grants to get this off the ground. It wouldn't happen without them. And in beginning of 2025, after securing funding and having a fantastic team, it all started. So lots of mahi, lots of work going on, and, you know, a year and a half later, we are now at the first award ceremony coming up tomorrow.
Oh, look, I love that story, Gary, that, you know, it wasn't being dropped from the sky into your lap, so you just got on and did it. You know, I think it's great. It's and, you know, it is important and to recognise this really growing genre, or it's bigger than a genre, isn't it? But, you know, this really growing group of writing.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Te Pae Tawhiti is opened for New Zealand and Pacific writers, so it's quite inclusive, which is fantastic.
It is great. So you're hoping that, you know, they're going to, I guess, raise profile, they're going to highlight the great writing that's going on. Can you tell us a little bit about who you've got up for these awards?
I should have brought the list.
Oh, that's okay. I know two people. I do know. No, you don't have to. But it's a mystery. No.
Well, obviously, you can't tell you who's won because that's just tomorrow.
No, you can't tell us who's won. But the awards are on tomorrow night.
Yeah. I can tell you the genres that we're covering.
Yeah, tell us the genres.
So we are covering basically children's fiction, youth fiction, adult, maybe in the future we'll be looking at doing a graphic novel format. Oh. So there are, and we also have some awards for youth writing as well. Not you know, youth genre, but you know, high school level.
Oh,
students.
That's cool. That's to sort of encourage those groups.
As well.
Oh, the English teachers will be loving that if you've got something to encourage those writers coming through. So as well as the awards which are on in the evening, there's a few other events on in the afternoon. Is that right?
Yep. So we've got a series of three workshops in one. So buy one ticket, get three workshops with the Specific NZ at AGM in the middle from 2 till 4. This is all taking place at Waikato University in the Gallagher Center for the Performing Arts. So all of the tickets are available through Event Finder. And again, you can also get at them through our website, so the specfic.nz or tepaetawhitiawards.nz. And in the evening, we've got the gala itself starts at 6, runs till 9, but there's drinks, nibbles, and networking from 4 p.m. onwards.
So people would
need book sales, of course.
Yeah, and book sales. So people would need to register for the workshops in the afternoon. And you could, if you missed that, so it's Te Pae Tawhiti, T E P A E TAWHITI. That's the awards. But you could also just go to hamiltonbookmonth.co.nz and check it out as well. For the gala in the evening, is that also something that is open to the public, or is it? It's be ticketed, but
so yeah. It's ticketed. Definitely open to the public. Anyone can buy a ticket. Yeah, and anyone can buy a ticket for the workshops as well. You know, aspiring writers, anyone who wants to explore that. It is in person, whereas the gala will actually also be broadcast online.
It's great. Well, I know we've got a couple of local authors, Catherine Chidgey, who people will be very familiar with, and Alex Lodge, who's an up-and-coming speculative fiction writer who's written a book called Lifelikeness. They're up for one of the awards, and there's, I think, an evening panel discussion as well that Lee Murray is moderating, which is the importance of Aotearoa's speculative storytelling, our unique point of difference and what our stories bring to the world stage. Gary, what do you think that Kiwi kind of authors bring that might be different, or is there anything that makes it unique or special because you're writing from down here?
Well, there is a certain element of heart, I guess, that comes to stories from being otherwise at the bottom of the world, almost, short of Antarctica, and otherwise kind of isolated. It really kind of encourages community, and you get some really, really fantastic ideas. It's not easy to be a writer in New Zealand. It's very difficult to get a publishing contract. So most speculative fiction writers in New Zealand are self-published. And one of the challenges, I guess, is that in terms of awards and recognition and building your brand as a credible, author, is there isn't very much internationally that is available to independent authors, self-published, whereas, the Te Pai Tawhiti Awards is, have you published your, what book or short stories have you published in the last year? And you can put those forward. You don't have to be under a major label. But of course, you can be traditionally published as well.
That's so great, isn't it? Because I know during Book Month a week or two ago, one of the authors who is self-published was talking about, how she's done that and how she's marketed herself and the success. And I know that you've got your website and a whole lot of books and material there. And I've bought and enjoyed some of your speculative fiction. So not so much your project management stuff, Gary.
Yeah,
that's I know that's a different market.
It is a very different market, different age range as well.
Well, you can get all of the information about the day tomorrow. It's up at the university there in the beautiful Performing Arts Centre. It's find out at Event Finder. Just head along. A great bunch of people who would welcome you. And also the gala in the evening if you want to go. If you've ever wanted to know what a nice book awards event is like, that might be a fun one to go along and support. Or jump into hamiltonbookmonth.org.
Yeah,
is it .co.nz? I keep saying .org. Free FM's freefm.org.nz.
Yep, and we'd like to thank Hamilton Book Month very much for being able to be part of the program. So they've got 18 events happening throughout the month of August.
Yeah, look, it's pretty cool. There's still, I think, 7 to go, so get into it. Thanks so much, Gary, for joining us on The Free Breakfast.
Well, thank you very much.
That's Gary Nelson there, who is a prolific writer with a great output. Check out his website. Just go to Gary Nelson and you'll find it.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.